With Mother's Day around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift for your mom? Let us tell you about MyLifeInABook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right?
It's really cool, and it's so easy. Here's how it works. Every week, MyLifeInABook.com will send her a question via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom questions you wish to ask.
And then she can either type her response or record her voice. And MyLifeInABook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book.
And guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. It's like preserving her voice and her stories for eternity.
Imagine discovering stories about her youth, adventures, the challenges that she overcame. This book becomes a legacy, something you and future generations can treasure forever.
Face it, your mom's given you a lifetime of stories. This is your chance to give her a way to share them. My own mom, when I gave her MyLifeInABook.com, let me tell you something. They ask great questions like, what was your favorite childhood game? And when she told me, I was concerned, okay? I was concerned for my past mama, future mama. They played rough.
So check out MyLifeInABook.com and use code FRANGELA at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day.
That's MyLifeInABook.com. Use code FRANGELA for 10% off today.
Armoire makes getting dressed easy. With a clothing rental membership from Armoire, build the perfect wardrobe with brands that are high quality, unique, and recommended just for you.
All you have to do is take a 5-minute style quiz, which is actually kind of fun, and select items from your dynamic, personalized closet. The styles show up at your door in as little as 2 days. Then when you're ready for new clothes, just swap them out for more new to you styles.
You guys understand what our lives look like. We are on tour. We are on television. We are hosting events. We can't be seen in the same top dress all the time. And Armoire makes our lives easy. We're able to show up looking amazing. And let me tell you something. We are hardworking women and over 45. So, you know, we gotta, you know, look good, okay?
That's what I'm saying. I mean, we all know the feeling, right? You open your closet, it is full, but you quite literally have nothing to wear. Enter Armoire. Armoire allows you to rent high-quality designer clothing for every occasion. Whether you're planning your outfit for a date night, packing for a conference, or in need of a gown for a black tie event, which is like an extinction-level event for me, you will be the best-dressed person in the room without ever having to brave a fitting room with fluorescent lights.
And we all know how we feel about those. Oh, did we mention that Armoire is also woman-founded and woman-led, okay? Like us, okay? They even spotlight women-owned designers on their website. So we know we're wearing brands that are aligned with our values. We love that we can support a business that is built by women like us. And if you are ready to have your dream closet delivered to your door, you must try Armoire. We promise you will never, ever be without the perfect outfit for any occasion ever again.
That's right. And right now, our listeners can give Armoire a try and get up to 50% off their first month. That's up to $125 off. Just visit armoire.style/Frangela.
That is armoire.style. Again, that's armoire.style/Frangela to get up to 50% off your first month and never, ever worry about what to wear again. Try Armoire today.
Hi, I'm Liz Winstead.
I'm Moji Alawode-Al.
And we're the hosts of Feminist Buzzkills, the only weekly podcast that helps you navigate the post-Roe hellscape.
We dissect all the news from that sketchy intersection of abortion and misogyny with our guests, the abortion providers and activists working on the ground. Plus, we have amazing comedians to help us laugh through the rage.
Feminist Buzzkills drops Fridays wherever you get your pod fix. Listen and subscribe, because when BS is popping, we pop off.
MSW Media.
Welcome to Teacher Quit Talk. I'm Miss Redacted.
And I'm Mrs. Frazzled. Every week we explore the teacher exodus to find out what, if anything, could get these educators back in the classroom.
We've all had our moments where we thought, what the hell am I doing here? From burnout to bureaucracy to soul-sucking stressors and creative dead ends.
From recognizing when it was time to go to navigating feelings of guilt and regret afterwards, we're here to cut out the gaslighting and get real about what it means to leave teaching.
We've got insights from former teachers from all over the country who have seen it all. So get ready to be disturbed. Join us on Teacher Quit Talk to laugh through the pain of the U.S. education system. We'll see you there.
Well, as you know, we embrace diversity here at the Stephanie Miller Show, and I've never seen so much diversity in underwears as Tomboy X. I got the new rainbow ones. I even got the rainbow shirt. You can use it as a t-shirt or jammies.
Fancy.
I got
the pants. Awesome.
And that's a V-neck. It's so pretty. Okay. Listen, it's like nobody took the time to design authentic underwear for strong, independent, right? Comfortable with yourself people like us. Tomboy X did. They created underwear that makes you feel like, you know, this underwear doesn't just fit, it gets me. Yes, I'm feeling proud, so I got the entire Pride line. The underwear, I've got the jammies, I've got the t-shirt. Tomboy X since 2014 has been making brazenly unapologetic underwear for all bodies, all shapes, all genders, all sizes, really all sizes, from boxer briefs to bikinis, boy shorts to bras. Every pair of Tomboy X is created to fit you and how you see yourself, and they've expanded way beyond underwear too. And with their love at first wear guarantee, you can order risk-free while you find your perfect fit. Discover your inner tomboy. Let me get you started with my special discount. Go to Tomboy X, enter the code Stephanie to get an extra 20% off. That's an extra 20% off when you enter Stephanie at tomboyx.com. That's tomboyx.com. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Frances Callier.
I'm Angela V. Shelton.
We are Frangela, and welcome to...
I am really proud. I am really honored.
He's a jackass.
Stop it. Get off it, Donald.
Hey, what happened?
Stupid is, stupid does, sir.
You blow it!
You idiot!
Idiot of the week!
Week, 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 week!
This is where you send us the stupid at idiotoftheweekweek@gmail.com, and then we mock them.
Yes, we do, because it is our vocation and avocation.
It's our duty and our joy.
Yes, yes, yes.
We want to remind you to go to sexyliberal.com. Check out all the podcasts at the Sexy Liberal Podcast Network.
Yes, if you're not, you're really just mistreating yourself.
You really
need to stop doing that.
And while you're there, go check out the Sexy Liberal virtual tour shows, all right? Because they're hysterical. It's great sketch comedy with John Fugelsang, Hal Sparks, Stephanie Miller, and us, plus tons of celebrity guests.
Oh my goodness, so many people. President Bartlett, it's amazing.
Yes, it is. Lily Tomlin, shut up.
What?
Okay. And then when you get, since you're on the internet, you can go and support a Black-owned business.
Guess whose?
Ours!
We Black, we own it.
Yes!
What?
Yes! You can go to patreon.com and become a Frangela Patreon. And for that, you know what you're going to get?
What are you going to get?
3 micro idiots a week.
3 a week?
Yes!
That's amazing. And there are hundreds.
Yes.
If you're not a Patreon, you've got so many to catch up on.
I think we are up to 250 back. Idiots, okay? So if you want to go and just get your laugh on and just stimulate all that serotonin good feelings, you want
dopamine that you need.
That's right. That's what you're going to do, all right? Now you can also go to cameo.com.
That's right, to get a video message or to buy one for a friend. Maybe a happy birthday. Maybe I love you, just to say I love you, whatever.
Yes.
A pep talk for yourself from us. Go to Cameo and look up for Angela.
Yes. And then you can also check us out every Friday morning on the third hour of the Stephanie Miller Show. You should be at all the hours of the Stephanie Miller Show.
I'm sure you're already watching it.
Yes.
Whatever, listening.
And that is when it becomes the
Black Power Hour.
And what happens, Angela?
That's where Stephanie Miller
transforms
into Stephanie Miller.
Yeah.
But with a political agenda.
Yeah. She's amazing.
It is amazing.
It's amazing.
You don't want to miss the chrysalis.
Yes. Should we get started?
I think we should, because the stupid waits for no one.
Yes. First up, woman jumps into monkey enclosure at El Paso Zoo and becomes and begins feeding them what, Angela?
Cheetos. Specifically, that's right. I know you're afraid of it. Flaming hot Cheetos.
Which are my favorite.
Of course. But what we all know, they're not monkey food.
Yeah.
And really, to be we shouldn't
be nobody should be eating them.
You know, no like, one should like, be in eating terms them. Of health, not that they're not lovely as a snack, I'm sure. They too hot for me. But in any case, the woman who has later been identified as Lucy Ray.
Lucy Ray.
Lucy Ray, let me tell you, you were born needing an O.
Yeah,
I mean,
did.
When you name your child
Lucy Ray,
you are, there's going to be.
Lucy Ray, get in here!
A truck stop.
Yes.
Some, there's definitely going to be gunplay.
Yes, and hot Cheetos.
Hot Cheetos are a must.
And there's a Slurpee involved, too. Mm.
That's got some like Jim Beam in it.
Jim, you know, Beam, I mean? And Mountain Dew.
Oh my God.
That's so all Lucy Ray drinks.
That's her drink.
Her drink is
Lucy Ray's drink.
Yes.
Don't run out of Mountain Dew when Lucy Ray gets here. She'll lose it.
Yeah.
You know, that's true. So anyway, the woman, Lucy Ray, apparently, she was not hurt in what they're calling a little stunt and what I'm calling a massive stupid freak out.
Yes. And in fact, at the zookeeper facility, they called her stupid and lucky, which means that here's the thing. She was in the stupid pile before we could even get to her.
That's right. She'd already been identified by scientists.
Yes.
Okay, as being stupid. So apparently this... The zookeeper, Mason Kleiss, said, this is a quote for him, "These are primates we're talking about." And I wish I could have seen this interview, yeah, because he sounds like how I envision him is going, "These are primates we're talking about. They could do some substantial damage to you. This may be small monkeys, but they can take you to the ground if wanted to."
Yes.
If they want it, they can do it. So luckily for Lucy Ray, the spider monkeys weren't harmed. Okay,
yes.
But this is the deal. They have, as you one might suspect, a specialized diet that, oddly enough, does not seem to include Flaming Cheetos.
No, girl. See, because I know Lucy Ray was like, I know what these monkeys are missing.
They want some. I tried to out of Jim Beam, I give them my drink.
Right. She was like, but you know, I'm going to give them some of these Cheetos. Because my question is, what was Lucy thinking? Was she thinking these monkeys haven't lived and that they needed Cheetos?
There's a part of me that I, you know, being that my method is new,
mm-hmm,
you know, I'm not like the established, like the camp, you know, the Kaliar-Hilinsky method.
The Shelton-Nugent.
It's new, so it's hard. You know what I mean? Like, I'm never sure, should I try it here?
Mm-hmm.
But I think part of my method is in appealing to the emotionality of a situation and saying, look, first of all, what do you try to teach your child? So much sharing.
Right.
It's a big thing we try to teach children.
Right.
Sharing, you know. And I think Lucy Ray, now there's a number of problems. One, she put the monkeys at risk for COVID.
Yes.
Apparently. And two, there is this whole that they have a diet, and I'm pretty sure all over the place it says don't feed the animals. And you know that.
Well, here's the thing. The zoo confirmed that they will be pressing charges against Lucy Ray, who used to be employed as a litigation assistant in the personal injury division of the Lovett Law Firm.
Though she has been since let go from the job. And we don't know if that's because of this incident or because of what I believe may be a pattern of bad decisions that Lucy Ray has been making here.
This smells like meth.
And also, some sort of a breakup situation. I don't know what went down, but she's spiraling. And so if you know Lucy Ray, first of all, let us know, write us at idiot of the week, or frangela08@gmail.com and let us know, because we would love to talk to Lucy Ray as always.
Yeah.
But also I want to know if she already has an ode, because she seems like she might.
For me, if you are a litigation assistant,
right,
you should have a little bit more, I don't know, intelligence.
Well, here's the thing. At the very least, what you know is that people litigate.
Yes.
And that there are cases where people sue and they want damages. Therefore, when you break rules or when you do something that affects other people, they could sue you at the basic level.
But she knows about pressing charges.
That's
and
right.
Things.
She knows about that. And if it's personal injury, she's seen people have personal injuries.
Right.
As a result. And you know, your diet is personal, and monkeys are property, and unfortunately, maybe, but they are, and they also have rights. They're living things. They have to be treated a certain way. So, but this is my thing about the Flamin' Hot Cheetos, mm-hmm, and this is where this story struck me.
Mm-hmm.
Can you explain to me, what is the deal with the Flaming Hot Cheetos?
Girl, I love them. Okay, well, let's go there.
People do love
them. Let's go there.
I see people who have, who are well-mannered. Like you, first, very well-mannered.
Yes.
She knows how to cook, how to eat properly. You know, she can use the right fork. She knows how to use the right utensils. She knows how to use a mandolin without killing anyone. But I have seen you with the Flaming Hot Cheetos do this.
Yes, yes.
What is it with the Flaming Hot Cheetos?
It's, you know, it's the spice, it's the hot. And I was at Nancy's this weekend, and I bought some, and I brought them over, and she was like, oh, can I have one? I was like, and I got the triple X. There are levels, okay?
Wow.
And you can get the hot ones with the lime, and then that's not even the top piece.
It is really expanded since I was made aware of it.
Yes, and so she put one in her mouth, and she started choking.
Yeah.
She started choking. But you know what? It's if you like spicy food, and I love it. I love spicy food.
Well, I think it's like crack or like any drug.
Yeah,
like
it feels they like get a addicted. Domino. Yeah.
Yeah, you get addicted, and then you've got to get more and more.
Yes,
hot.
Yes.
But this thing, you chose that. The monkey didn't choose that.
The monkey didn't. It's not a monkey choice. Monkey didn't choose Flamin' Hot Cheetos.
No, you can't do that. Lucy Ray. Lucy Ray, turn yourself in. Lucy Ray.
Next up, this is from Gary C. Thank you, Gary. We love you.
Okay. Weddings. I don't...
We gotta do something about this.
Bride feeds wedding guests one chicken tender each for her wedding.
Yes. A bride-to-be has been slammed after expecting her future mother-in-law to pay for her entire bachelorette party and wedding before ordering just 200 chicken tenders for 200 guests. Child, let me tell you something. I'd be pissed as hell.
There's so many things wrong with this. Number one, I would like to point out, I don't understand why the husband has nothing to do with this story.
Right.
Why it is the bride and not, are they not a couple? Are they not, you know what I'm saying? Well, is that what the whole, like, so why we're only dealing with the bride's bullshit here? Because this was his mama.
Right. And he should have stepped in and been like, what you doing asking my mama?
He was either okay with it or somehow, for some reason is okay with it and I don't need to know. But whatever it was, I don't like that he's not involved in this story.
Yes.
But basically, and I agree with this, it seems to me like Miss Lady, the one chicken tender was a smart ass bullshit thing to say you didn't do enough for this wedding.
That's right.
You didn't pay enough. You didn't do enough because nobody does that and thinks that that's actually
gonna happen.
Fulfilling, you know, the whatever you think is. And I do think we need to look at the cost of weddings, whether or not you need to be providing meals and all that kind of shit and even having them. But the same bride, apparently, this is the problem. This wasn't the first kind of like crazy thing she'd done with the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
So apparently she also chose her sister-in-law as her maid of honor. So this is another member of her husband's family, but expected her to pay for the 3-day boozy bachelorette party. That's not a party.
No.
That's an event.
That is an event.
That's like a, what do you call it? Like a convention.
Right. And you know what? Here's the problem. When you have expectations or your mind says, I'm going to have a 3-day bachelorette party, this X, Y, and Z, these are, let me tell you something. You got champagne dreams with dirt in your bank account.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. What you got is not even Faygo, not even Hawaiian Punch. You got Red Pop. Whatever, yellow pop, orange pop.
Right.
And you trying to talk about, you want some of that. And this is the thing. And there's all sorts of little petty weirdness. Like, the mother-in-law, the people that she's asking to pay for this weren't invited to this event. But her mother was.
Yeah.
It feels like, and tell me if I'm going on a limb.
Hmm.
It feels like maybe these families are not in the best place to be one family, to be joined.
Right, right, right. Well, what I hear is mother-in-law, husband-to-be, comes from a wealthy family.
Or at least more money
than she has.
And more money than she thinks they should have the ability to spend more on her wedding.
That's right.
It seems to be the evaluation here.
Right. And, you know, so here's the deal. Apparently, there were 200 people RSVP'd to this wedding, okay? And she...
It's a week out.
It's a week out.
Right? So she's asked people where to pick it up, right? It sounds like the chicken. And 200 chicken tenders, that's it. That's all the food they thought to order for the wedding. 200 individual chicken tenders for 200 people. Oh, there was an open bar and a wedding cake, though.
Yeah. Yeah. And what she did was, what it sounds like she did was, she did something quite embarrassing.
Yes.
And that the mother-in-law-to-be is probably the type of person who looks up and goes, oh, we can't have that.
No.
And, you know, and would then rush in and, but see, this is what I love about the mother-in-law. She's like, oh, okay. Oh, you gonna play me that way?
Okay.
Look, hand me my chicken tender.
Yeah.
Let's get to stepping. Totally. And your Szechuan dipping sauce.
We're done with the dinner. That didn't take long.
Mm-hmm.
People, we have got, what is the point of this day? We have got to look at this as a culture. Okay.
You stupid. Next up. Oregon man driving stolen car crashes into woman driving another stolen car.
I just need a moment.
I love it. I love it for the title.
But that's the whole
thing. Oh, this is from Salvatore. Thank you.
Thank you, Salvatore. Here's the problem, Francis.
Hmm.
There are too many crimes here. How are you going to, what do you even do? What is the AAA procedure on when you run into, your car is stolen, the car you're in is stolen, and the car you hit is stolen?
I think.
What do you do?
That's the universe. That, you know what that is? That's like a universal fly trap. Catch the people in one fell swoop. Yeah, that's like catching two birds with one stone.
Well, but this is clearly, and they don't say if anybody was injured or whatever, but clearly somehow the police were notified about this accident. And it would seem to me that this should be one of those accidents. Correct me if I'm wrong. Mm-hmm. But if we're both in stolen cars and we hit each other, we have an accident. If I even stay long enough to get out of the car, which is, I really don't understand, you know what I mean? Like, it's like, that's for people who have insurance and ID.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So, we get out, I'm like, hey, you hit my car, hey, you hit my car. And then we, did they call the police? Did
somebody else? I hope so.
I mean.
I hope so.
Because you don't get to be upset about, like, you just, I don't know how many different ways we can say this. When you are committing crimes, unless you are, you know, Donald Trump, perhaps, and some other people. Like, when you are committing crimes, the police are not your friend.
No, they're not.
They aren't going to be like, well, that is wrong.
Well, it's the same thing where people, you know, they lose their drugs, they get, or, you know,
oh
or,
my
the
gosh.
Guy, or the guy who has a prostitute to his room.
Right, she steals and, his wallet.
And steals his
watch. So he calls the police.
It's like, I want my drugs back. It's like, no, you can't have that back.
You can't get your drugs back. And in fact, they're going to arrest you for having the drugs.
Yeah.
And where prostitution is illegal, which is most of the country, you're going to get in trouble. This is the thing. Also, I think we need to talk about, as somebody whose car was recently stolen,
mm-hmm.
I know that they're up right now. If you don't know, this car theft is up huge.
Yes, and the catalytic converter that's taking out of cars.
Stealing catalytic converters for the palladium, I think, inside them. But in certain cars. To me, we have reached some kind of a tipping point.
Mm-mm.
When stolen cars are hitting other stolen cars. Like that statistically... Yes.
Shouldn't happen.
It shouldn't happen. And I'm like, okay, we have a... What I feel like is the police in this area need to up their stolen car game.
Yeah. We'll be right back.
Well, as you know, we embrace diversity here at the Stephanie Miller Show, and I've never seen so much diversity in underwears as Tomboy X. I got the new rainbow ones. I even got the rainbow shirt. You can use it as a t-shirt or jammies.
Fancy.
I got the pants.
Awesome.
And that's a V-neck. It's so pretty. Okay. Listen, it's like nobody took the time to design authentic underwear for strong, independent, right? Comfortable with yourself people like us. Tomboy X did. They created underwear that makes you feel like, you know, this underwear doesn't just fit, it gets me. Yes, I'm feeling proud, so I got the entire Pride line. The underwear, I've got the jammies, I've got the t-shirt. Tomboy X, since 2014, has been making brazenly unapologetic underwear for all bodies, all shapes, all genders, all sizes. Really, all sizes, from boxer briefs to bikinis, boy shorts to bras. Every pair of Tomboy X is created to fit you and how you see yourself. And they've expanded way beyond underwear, too. And with their love at first wear guarantee, you can order risk-free while you find your perfect fit. Discover your inner tomboy. Let me get you started with my special discount. Go to Tomboy X, enter the code Stephanie to get an extra 20% off. That's an extra 20% off when you enter Stephanie at TomboyX.com. That's TomboyX.com. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
There is so much going on in the world that can make it difficult to relax and decompress.
You've experienced the Sunday scaries, that feeling of dread in the pit of your stomach that comes on Sunday afternoons.
Now, here's a totally different Sunday scaries, vitamin boosted CBD gummies. And you don't even have to wait until Sunday night rolls around.
Self-care is so important, and Sunday scaries is here to help.
Sunday scaries believes that everyone deserves a hand on a difficult day.
So if you're looking for a way to decompress, Sunday scaries has you covered with their CBD products.
Visit SundayScaries.com and use promo code SEXYLIBERAL, all one word, at checkout to get 25% off your order.
That's 25% off at SundayScaries.com with promo code SEXYLIBERAL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration.
These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
These products are not for use by or sale but to persons under the age of 18.
Well, if you ever catch yourself thinking when looking in the mirror, I wish my under-eye bags would just go away. You're not alone. Bags and puffiness under the eyes are a problem for millions of American men and women. Until now, introducing my new favorite, the new GenuCell Serum with plant stem cell technology from Chamonix. Susan from New Jersey wrote me, I've been using GenuCell for a couple months. The puffiness around my eyes is gone. Even the crow's feet and small lines have disappeared and haven't come back. I love this product. I use it under my eyes, around the cheekbones, and on my eyelids. With its instant effects, Chamonix says you'll see results in the first 12 hours or your money back. They guarantee it. Order now and save big on GenuCell's risk-free introductory offer. Go to lovegenucell.com/Stephanie. That's G-E-N-U-C-E-L. For an instant 10% off your order, order now. You'll get the amazing GenuCell XV face cream when you order the exclusive GenuCell most popular package at checkout. That's love, GenuCell.com/Stephanie. lovegenucell.com/Stephanie.
Welcome back. Next up, this is from Gary C. Thank you very much.
Love you, Gary.
Florida man named, this kills me, Lawrence Franklin King, Florida.
That's his name.
Lawrence Franklin King, Florida, went on rampage in Florida.
Well, you know, I like when people make it simple.
Yes.
Okay, so Mr. Florida, that would be his name. Mm-hmm. He stole White Claws, scissors, animal pain medication, and multiple business robberies here in Pasco County, Florida.
Yeah.
He's now behind bars, thankfully for the community. Police say early Sunday morning, a man identified as Lawrence Franklin King, Florida, went into the back area of the Great Catch, opened the freezer, and threw all the White Claw alcoholic beverages and beers into a retention pond behind the business.
Let's stop there.
He's not a fan of the White Claw. No, I'm here.
Because here's my thing. The person walks into the business and just goes straight to the freezer and just starts throwing out the White Claw. Damn it, White Claw! Because I'm going to tell you what happened.
I know exactly what happened.
That's what a Bud Light used to be. Bud Light been there in that place for years. It's that damn White Claw is where his Bud Light should be.
That's true. And he was like, you know what? I don't know why. Because White Claw has kind of just jumped up into being something.
It has.
I've never had it. Me either. Apparently. So according to the police, he then so he does that. Then walks to a barber shop. Breaks a side window, enters the business, takes a set of clippers, a charging stand, and an ODM wireless earbuds.
Yeah.
I guess he just kept that. He then walked to another barber shop.
Yeah.
Broke the front glass door.
Yeah.
Stole five clippers and two pairs of scissors, valued at $1,000.
So now we're into felony, right?
I guess so, and also we're at the third crime.
Right.
Third crime scene.
Police say he continued his burglary spree at the carpet and floor source.
Now, I was suspicious before this, but these businesses, do you think CSI, that there's a relationship between them other than they're on the way?
Right, yeah.
Because this is a weird assemblage of things to be hair clippers, like White Claw.
He's just on a tear.
Like, it just seems like he's just walking and he sees something and he's like, what can I do?
Yeah.
So he then continued his burglary spree at Carpet and Floor Source.
Right.
Where he broke a side window, went inside, and nothing was reported missing from there.
Yeah, then Mr. Florida then walked to Living Foods Bakery and Cafe. Then he broke a side glass window, went into the business, stole approximately $800 in cash, jackets, coins, cash bags, and keys, a pair of antique... He's good with his scissors.
This is what I'm saying. Antique scissors. There's something with the scissors. I don't know if he's figured out a way to open a portal to hell or what, but you need scissors bad. So officers say he continued on. He's not done.
He's not done. He ain't done yet.
And I don't know. I wish we had a timeline, like what time these things happen, how long this went on for, because you rarely do you see some people, a person so stay committed to their crime.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
Usually they get bored.
They get bored and drop off and fall asleep inside of something.
Yeah.
But he said that he broke into the Zephyrhills Veterinary Clinic.
Yeah.
Where he broke a window. That seems to be, you know, his mode.
Mm-hmm.
And that triggered an alarm.
Yeah.
And nothing was said to be missing at this time, which I wonder about.
Right.
Keys and a bag of coins were found in the dumpster of the clinic, which belonged to Farm Fresh. So now we're having cross-contamination from crimes.
Right. Florida, Mr. Florida, furthered his adventure to the little cat rescue.
Which tells me that he's white, because they wouldn't call an adventure.
That's right.
But
he goes to the little cat rescue, which I got to stop.
The little cat rescue?
Come on now.
Really, the little cat rescue?
Come on.
What did the little cat rescue do to you?
Well, he broke into a shed in the backyard and stole cat warmers, animal
warmers
paint.
Warmers or wormers?
Wormers.
Like
warmers.
For deworming?
Deworming. Worming, yeah.
Okay, at first I thought you said warmers.
No.
Like maybe cat for warmers. Like babies that were born, like prematures.
No. And then animal pain medication and syringes. What you gonna do with that?
He's gonna take the pain medication, is my guess. But the deworming concerns me.
Yeah, well, he's like, I could use that.
That seems to be.
Then this is what happened. The officers responded to a report around 5:30 a.m. that someone had pulled a homeowner's ring camera doorbell.
Yeah.
Off their home, and the homeowner identified Florida as the suspect.
You know why? Because they're neighbors. They're neighbors. He stole his neighbor's video camera system, which, by the way, records you and sends it to them.
Yes.
So, broke into a truck, stole a briefcase, and he was attempting to break into all the above listed locations and agreed. He apparently, once arrested, agreed to walk the officers around to where he dumped things. Which is very, that's polite.
That's
the least you can do, because they're going to have a long day of writing reports.
Next up, last one. This is from Gary C. as well.
I don't know what to do with this.
In Florida, of course, stolen sex toys for charity race creates buzz in Gulfport.
Well, they're trying to be cute with the buzz, but stolen sex toys.
Yeah. Two women were caught on camera stealing a beer bucket full of sex toys from Salty's Gulfport Bar that were intended for a charity vibrator race. Okay, let's stop there.
Yeah, I have to stop there. I have a lot of concerns. If you know what a standard charity vibrator race happens, what happens during one, I would like to know, because I am concerned. Is this, when you say vibrator race, that makes it sound like you're going to turn the vibrators on, put them on the floor, and see if they move?
Oh, I thought, you're much kinder than me. I was like, do people put the vibrators inside them and then run?
Oh, my God. I thought you were going to say they use the vibrators, and whoever gets the most use of it, the best use of it, maybe they win.
Okay, but you know, I'm gonna go with yours.
Mine is weird. No, they're all weird, because I'm trying to figure out what is the race. And also, donated vibrators is a thing that bothers me.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Like, because
have they been used? Yes, thank you.
I don't know, somebody said it's funny, but it's not. Yeah, that's kind of how Idiot of the Week works. It's funny, but it's not.
Yeah.
These two women, they stole these 13 vibrators in a purse. They just walked up to the thing and stole. Now, I have to ask, what kind of person? What are we dealing with? You're stealing from something charitable.
Right.
But vibrators.
Yes. And it sounds like they weren't in a package.
If
you were able to put them,
they were just thrown in a bucket.
Thrown
in a purse. They weren't in packages.
Right.
So these were used.
They were used. I'm sorry. We're taking a moment. We need a moment. We just sometimes during the idiot. Let me tell you something. It works our nerves.
and we just aren't right, okay?
Okay.
And this is what you're experiencing right now, is just us trying to get back to right.
Very upset about what I think. So many things. First of all, does it ever say? I don't think it ever says what the charity was.
No.
Oh, wait, no. It was going to raise money for the Gulfport Library's LGBTQ Resource Center.
Oh, that's lovely.
That is lovely. Maybe there was another way we could have done this, but that is lovely. It says the show will go on. There's a lot of people willing to donate. That disturbs me. Mm-hmm. To donate vibrators. I need to know. Whoever wrote this article, as I often do complain about how mm-hmm. these are written, this is not enough information. What was being raced?
Exactly. Here's a quote.
What was being raced?
It says, those girls have been calling up here all day. This is from the Salty's owner. He says, those girls have been calling up here all day. I have one of them, their names from a bar tab. I gave both their numbers to the police. I'm pressing charges because I obviously don't want the stolen property back.
But here's the thing.
Was it used before it got to that? Thank you.
That's my thing. It's like, because you're
nasty now?
I don't know what purse there is that we call a purse or suitcases where you could take 12 boxed items. And I'm not saying that I know the size of every vibrator on the market or any of them, to be honest. But I'm concerned about this event. And I mean from a sort of more like an FDA kind of health and human services standpoint. Should this be an event, and what gets raced,
how does that race go down?
I really need to know.
I need to know how that race go down.
Okay, because this may be an act of. Part of me goes, are they not? Maybe they're superheroes. We're trying to stop an egregious wrong.
That's true.
I don't know.
That's true.
We can't. Can I judge them without knowing?
Yes.
Yeah, I could. That's what I do. But I'm asking.
I'm not gonna cast the first stone. I'm not. Let's review. You guys pick. Tell us who you like. Woman who jumps into the monkey enclosure at El Paso Zoo and begins feeding them hot Cheetos.
Then we have the bride who gave all of her guests one chicken tender.
Yeah. We got the Oregon man who drives a stolen car and crashes into a woman driving another stolen car.
And then we have Lawrence Franklin King, Florida, who went on a rampage in Florida of stealing mostly scissors.
Yes. And then we've got the stolen sex toys for charity race.
Stolen.
Okay. Ooh, this one's kind of hard for me.
I have to go stolen sex toys.
Really?
And it's because they don't, first of all, they did it in front of people.
And then their names were at the bar.
Their names are there. They use their, they're not hard to find. They stole, whether or not they knew what they were for or knew what was going on or that it was a chair, whatever. They stole 13 vibrators from a bucket.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why. Okay, yeah. Do I have questions about why there was a bucket of 13 vibrators? And what is a vibrator?
Sure.
I got those questions. But what I know is it wasn't your property.
Right.
And of all the property to steal, sex toys is one that does seem to me extraordinarily dangerous and stupid.
Yes, yes. I have to disagree with you this week, Angela. Mm-hmm. I'm going for the bride who gave each guest a chicken tender. Because to me, what you did was you destroyed your happy event.
Yes.
Trying to work the system. And you were stupid and you got caught up in it. All right?
Yeah.
And you look stupid.
No.
You look stupid.
The whole thing looks, it would have been better to not have food.
Yes.
I don't even know what that
was. Just
to
have an open bar and give out cake.
Those were the things that you, but I hear what you're saying. You know, Francis, there was a time in this country.
Angela, there was a time.
It's just time in this country. If you were a car thief.
Yes.
Let's say you'd stolen a car and you were working.
Mm-hmm.
The likelihood of you catching somebody else off shift. In an accident was pretty low. I have to question: is there anybody driving who isn't in a stolen car?
Yeah,
and there was a time in this country where you could. That would be an anomaly.
Right. There was a time. Actually, there was a time in this country. There was a time in this country that if you were feeding an animal at the zoo, it was called a pet zoo. All right.
Right.
Stop trying to pet goddamn pandas and tigers
with bears and tigers and all this bullshit. You are not not the top of the food chain. You are not the apex predator. You just have housing and walls. That's the only reason. When you get into a kit, I can't. But there was a time in this country, Francis, where sex toys where they were personal.
They were personal.
Or even maybe group, but it was a personal group.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like everybody knew who everybody and you didn't. Buckets?
Yeah. There was a time in this country where we had respect for sex toys.
They had their own areas. That we should have to hide them. We are sex positive.
Yes, we are.
I don't care if you keep your sex. I don't personally care if you keep it on your dashboard.
That's right.
I don't care. But what I do know is that the idea of them co-mingling in buckets and bars is very disturbing and upsetting to me. Maybe I'm a prude. Maybe. But I think more than that, I'd like to remain disease-free. And I'm not so sure this is a lovely message. And I want to know what's racing.
I'm Frances Callier.
I'm Angela B. Shelton.
We are Frangela. Thank you so much for listening to
It of the Week.
Week, 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 week.
Thank you very much for your support. Thank you for sending your idiots to idiotoftheweekweekweek@gmail.com and your comments and emails. Thank you to frangela08@gmail.com. And a huge thank you, and we love you, to our producer, Laura, and we love and miss you, Gail. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Thank you so much. We'll see you next week.
Be cool. Be safe.
Bye.
Stay away from the bucket.
It's no surprise that newsmakers try to manipulate the audience. They want you to believe that they are the one holding the line, and they'll use any trick they can to get you there. But don't let them fool you. Get unspun. I'm Amanda Sturgill. I've been a reporter, and today I teach future reporters to cut the spin and think critically about what newsmakers say. My podcast, Unspun, shows you how to know when you're being manipulated by the news. Learn to spot the tricks and how to make up your own mind about what's true. So if you're tired of being fooled by the news, subscribe to Unspun today. Unspun, because you deserve the truth.